President Knorr also updated the committee on legislation signed by the governor on state cash flow, on credit rating actions affecting the university, on fixed income managers, and on redeployment of investment assets that result from the sale of auxiliary revenue bonds and the release of the 2011 financial audit. Just remind the board that there are 8 items that are up for consideration coming forward from our committee. I won't read them in detail, but it's item 10, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, and 19. There are no further business considered, and we adjourned with a reminder that the next committee meeting is Monday, March 5th. If there are no questions or concerns, I will yield the floor to Vice President Knorr. Is that correct?
Yes,
we'll have Dr. Okay, Dr. Merriman, there he is.
Thanks. I appreciate the opportunity to present to you again on the economic situation of the state and some of our fiscal challenges and the recent responses. The outline for what I'm going to say today is fairly standard, as these briefings have become. Talk a little bit about the economic situation, particularly what's happened in the unemployment rate recently with Illinois. Then we have some really new analysis of the fiscal situation. And that new analysis, by the way, is contained or is drawn from a chapter of a regular publication the Institute of Government and Public Affairs puts out called the Illinois Report. And you should have, we're releasing that chapter today in honor of this meeting, and you should have a chapter distributed to you, I believe, with the full text of that report. So I'll be talking about some of the highlights of that chapter. And then a little bit of an update on the bond rating, which I, at the last meeting, I talked a little bit about, and what's happened with that in Illinois. And so just in terms of the economic condition, as you may have heard, we've got some nationally some relatively good news on unemployment. The rates started to drop. The most recent figure we have for the state of Illinois is November. That in November, Illinois went a little bit against trend in general. As you can see, this is Illinois versus the United States over the last 20 years. Illinois' unemployment rate is very much tracked the national unemployment rate, occasionally being a little bit above, sometimes a little bit below. In November, unfortunately, there was a nice dive in the U.S. unemployment rate, but Illinois did not follow suit. So its unemployment rate stayed steady. As I've talked about before, Illinois is very much a creature of the Midwest. Even though Illinois has a very diversified economy, when Michigan does well, Michigan has got much more manufacturing, Illinois tends to follow Michigan, and we believe that is because many of the service sectors in Illinois actually directly or indirectly are benefiting or providing supplies to Michigan. We saw a nice dip in Michigan's unemployment rate in November. Again, Illinois didn't follow suit. There's a couple of ways that could possibly be interpreted. One is that Illinois is just with some lag going to have a drop in its unemployment rate, or it could be that there's just kind of a blip in Michigan and it's going to go back up. There's some reason to believe Illinois is actually holding steady. If you look, this looks at employment rather than unemployment. In the recession of 2008, the third to last set of bars there, you see the U.S. had a big dip, the Midwest had a big dip in employment, and Illinois had even a bigger dip than those two. It started to come back or had a less bad year in 2009, 2010. 2010, 2011, Illinois' employment actually recovered a little bit more. So we've got employment growth finally. It's tepid growth, but we do have some growth in employment. And these are the monthly figures looking at Illinois, Michigan, and Indiana. You don't see anything odd going on in terms of employment. Illinois' employment is holding steady. Its unemployment rate hasn't gone down. There's a lot of technical details I could talk about why that might have happened. But the basic point is it still looks like Illinois' recovery is happening. It's still hanging in there. It's slow. So the summary is we've got tepid economic growth